2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Good afternoon. KSL News Time is 12 o'clock noon. This is Utah's Noon News. I am Maria Chaleos. KSL's top story this hour. The judge in Lori Daybell's case has taken the death penalty off the table.
The death penalty looks to no longer be an option in the Lori Vallow Daybell case. East Idaho News reports the judge granted a motion to remove the possibility of the death penalty in this case. Lori Daybell and her husband Chad are accused in the murders of her two children. An earlier decision determined they would have separate trials on those charges. Lori's trial is expected to begin with jury selection in just a few days. Kate Davis, KSL News Radio.
Developing news on KSL News Radio, a major leadership change at Brigham Young University. Jeffrey R. Holland of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles for the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints announced a new president for the university during this morning's BYU devotional.
We're pleased to note that the officers of the board have called President Christopher Shane Reese to be the new president of Brigham University.
See, Shane Reese is stepping into the shoes of current president Kevin Worthen. Reese has been serving as the academic vice president at BYU since 2019. The Department of Public Safety is on pace to shatter last year's number of air rescues.
Last year, DPS conducted over 500 helicopter missions, but Chief Pilot Luke Bowman says they just hit 200 missions so far this year, about half of those being search and rescue related. If you break it down mathematically, that's a little over one rescue mission a day.
Most of the search and rescue that we do, the people are not prepared for what they're getting themselves into.
Well, they've been hoisting people up with a helicopter all over the state. Southern Utah has been the point of many recent rescues, highlighted by an 18-person rescue in Kane County last week. But things could stay busy with another batch of rain passing through already today.
A little bit of preparation goes a long ways.
Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
A person riding a bicycle is dead, and the Front Runner system is seeing major delays after an accident just south of the Central Station in Salt Lake this morning. UTA Police Chief Dallin Taylor says the man was hit by the train while trying to cross from an area that is off limits to the public.
He was in the Union Pacific yard, then crossed over to our lines, and he rode his bicycle. It looks like he's trying to access 600 West here, and he rode across the access road, didn't see or hear the train coming, and was struck by the train.
Police are now trying to identify that man. If you feel like you're getting less for your money for a new apartment, that's because you are. KSL News Radio's Alexandria Bonilla reports.
A report from Rent Cafe found that newly built apartments are on average 54 square feet smaller than they used to be, sitting around 887 square feet. The average size of a newly built apartment in Utah is around 805 square feet. And while apartments are getting smaller, the cost to rent isn't. The average apartment in Utah is at a below average 829 square feet, costing $1,700 a month.
While apartments are still expensive, home prices dropped last month, ending a decade of year-over-year increases. KSL's top national stories. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says the banking system is sound, even in the wake of two high-profile bank failures earlier this month. ABC's Alexis Christopher says banks in crisis are impacted when interest rates are higher. So there is a chance that the Federal Reserve could hold off on raising interest rates for now.
Wall Street's sort of split on this. Some think we're going to get a smaller quarter point rise in rates tomorrow as the Fed continues its fight against high inflation. It is still high at 6%. Or will they just leave interest rates alone and give the banking sector an opportunity to sort of stabilize?
Meanwhile, a third large bank, First Republic, is facing hardships. China's President Xi continues his first visit to Russia since the Ukraine invasion. ABC's Britt Klenit is in Hong Kong and says the relationship is important to both countries.
Russia needs China politically, but also economically. You know, it's burnt all of its bridges with the West, and now China very much has the upper hand here. China, at the same time, is the senior partner, but China is very happy to buy Russian commodities and also present an alternative anti-U.S. version of the world order.
In apparent response to this visit, Japan's prime minister arrived in Kyiv this morning to meet with Ukrainian President Zelensky, rival countries Japan and China. Still no official word on when or whether former President Trump will be charged in the case surrounding a hush money payment to adult film star Stormy Daniels. ABC's Aaron Katursky says the grand jury isn't meeting today, so it's not likely that Mr. Trump will be indicted.
I was just inside the civil court in a different Trump-related case. There was some security issue there that delayed a hearing for about 20 minutes. So there's activity. But there's nothing firm. The city says there are no specific threats, but they are planning for different protests, and we already saw one down here today, about 15 people, so not very many.
The case has been under investigation by the Manhattan District Attorney's Office for years. First look traffic. Ricky Meese, any trouble spots?
We do have an accident in Utah County. This is on the exit ramp from southbound I-15 at 1600 North Geneva Road in Orem. It is blocking a right lane of traffic, and it's a beautiful day for a drive in Big or Little Cottonwood Canyons, but restrictions remain in place there. All vehicles must have approved traction devices. Valley Freeway traffic here in Salt Lake County, no accidents, no delays. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 1206.
Breaking news is just one ask away.
Playing KSL News Radio.
Flooding near Tremont.
More teenagers are choosing to skip college
in your home.
Tell Alexa, play KSL News Radio. Then listen in your car at 102.7 FM.
Eric was way behind on his taxes.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS, almost $15,000. I tried to make payments.
The IRS wasn't satisfied with Eric's efforts, so they came after him full force.
They're coming to put a lien and a hold on all my income, my home, my car. I was just overwhelmed at what to do.
Then Eric called Optima Tax Relief.
When Optima Tax got involved, the calls would stop, the threats would stop. It was easy, like, 1, 2, 3.
Optima Tax Relief is A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, and their team of expert tax professionals took care of Eric's problem.
I owe $15,000, and now my debt is clean. I don't owe anything.
Take Eric's advice.
If you have a tax problem, you need to call Optima Tax now.
Call Optima Tax Relief for a free consultation. Call 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Check out the largest swim spa supercenter in the state at Hot Tub Factory Outlets and Backyards of America. If you've ever thought about owning your own swim spa, hot tub, or sauna, there's no better price than right now. The savings can't be beat. Hot tub starting as low as $6,499. You heard right, $6,499. Financing available. Buy local. Get immediate delivery with plenty of in-stock models ready for delivery. Two locations, Draper next to Cowabunga Bay and Backyards of America and Sandy.
The Zero Res $25 one-day sale ends today. $25 per room for carpet cleaning. Minimums apply, but you need to schedule today. Online at ZeroRes.com.
Thank you for joining us for Utah's new news. Recapping our top local story, Lori Vallow Daybell no longer faces the death penalty in Idaho as her trial begins in just a few weeks. She is accused of killing her two children. KSL News Time, 1208. Other national stories KSL is following. No school for Los Angeles school district kids. Teachers are walking off the job in solidarity with tens of thousands of striking staffers. They are seeking better pay and working conditions. Union Director Max Arias says his members had no choice.
We are on strike today because it's workers' last resort.
The L.A. Unified School District includes all or part of 25 other cities and unincorporated county areas. Superintendent accuses the union of refusing to negotiate, saying that he's available day and night. A deadly fungus is spreading in healthcare facilities nationwide.
It's a drug-resistant and potentially deadly fungus that a new CDC study says is spreading rapidly in some long-term care facilities and other healthcare sites across the country. The fungus is a type of yeast infection called Candida auris and can cause severe illness and even death in those with weakened immune systems. Mississippi is especially hard hit, with a growing outbreak infecting at least 12 people since November, with 4 deaths under investigation. The CDC warning in the journal Annals of Internal Medicine, the fungus is not a threat to healthy people, but about a third of those with some pre-existing health conditions die. Derek Dennis, ABC News.
The Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show will be held at the same place where Serena Williams played her last professional tennis match.
Serena Williams said she'd be evolving away from the sport of tennis after the U.S. Open last year. Thousands of purebred dogs, however, are just beginning their journey.
For the best in show is the Beagle.
The 147th annual Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show will be held at the Billie Jean King National Tennis Center, where the U.S. Open is held in Queens on May 8th and 9th, with the agility and obedience competitions taking place the weekend before. From Pomeranians to poodles to Portuguese water dogs, there are more than 3,000 competitors this year. At 51, Golden Retrievers have the most entries. Sherry Preston, ABC News, New York.
March 23rd is not just National Puppy Day. It's also the kickoff for Best Friends Animal Society's Adopt Local Challenge, which will run through April 30th. This month-long initiative was created to help take the state of Utah to no-kill, a milestone in animal welfare that means at least 90% of the animals entering the shelter system will leave alive and not be killed due to lack of space. KSL News Time, just past 12:09. Traffic and weather together is brought to you by Granite Credit Union. Ricky Meese, what's happening on the roads?
We have a delay-free drive in progress on all the valley freeways, despite an accident in Utah County. This is on the exit ramp from southbound I-15 at 1600 North near Geneva Road. It is blocking a left lane of traffic, I should say. And even though it's near the bottom of the ramp, that ramp is stacked up. But again, merge to the right in order to get around it. Valley Freeway traffic, although in good shape, we do have restrictions in place for both Big and Little Cottonwood Canyons, as well as the Alpine Loop. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
It's the second day of spring. How about mostly cloudy skies? Temperatures near 50. By evening, showers moving in from the south. They'll hold on through the night, going rain, snow showers, low of 36. Into tomorrow, 47 degrees, more rain, snow showers. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Mostly cloudy, 45 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. And coming up on Utah's New News, we'll talk to KSL's legal analyst about the latest in the Lori Vallow Daybell trial. That's next on KSL News Radio.
A lot of you already know that when it comes to HVAC maintenance, repair, and replacement, no one helps more homeowners than Any Hour Services. And if you've been thinking about replacing your old furnace and air conditioner, this ad's for you. What's up, everybody? I'm Mike Wilson with Any Hour Services, and right now we're having our most popular sale of the year. Here's how it works. When you have Any Hour Services install a new air conditioner, we'll give you a new furnace for just the cost to install it. About $400. The furnace is free. You just pay the labor. One of the reasons this sale is so popular, there are no gimmicks. Like, you have to buy our most expensive air conditioner to qualify for a free furnace. You could buy our most basic, least expensive air conditioner, and you'd still get a new furnace for just the cost to install it. All you have to do is call Any Hour Services by March 31st and schedule a free estimate. One of our HVAC supervisors will come to your home and explain everything. If you think you might be interested, call Any Hour Services today and schedule your free estimate. 801-443-7400. You can Google Any Hour Services. You can even schedule online at anyhourservices.com.
Well, hello, it's me again. And like me, I'll bet you're ready for spring and a little green lawn again. I've got a tip. Don't spend a fortune hiring a lawn care company. Save some money and do it yourself. And here's how. Go to J&J Garden Center in Layton and purchase their simple, color-coded five-step fertilizer system that covers up to 10,000 square feet and will rejuvenate your lawn for just $199.98. And nobody beats J&J's price. So for a lush, healthy, green lawn, come and try J&J Garden Center's five-step fertilizer system. I promise you won't regret it. Take the Layton Parkway exit, Main Street to Gentile, then West 2 miles. You've got to see it to believe it. You really do.
Country grown to your home. J&J.
J&J Garden Center.
Audiences are raving about the Utah Symphony. Witness the incredible musicians and inspiring music as they perform everything from classical to pops and films to family concerts. Pick your favorite performance, try one of our curated packages, or design your own series. Tickets start at $21 or just $10 for anyone under age 30 at utahsymphony.org. Coming up at the Symphony, Bruckner's symphonies are famous for turning the orchestra into a virtual pipe organ, and his Symphony No. 5 with its rich cathedral of sound is no exception. Thierry Fischer conducts this inspiring work March 24th and 25th at Maurice Abravanel Hall. Then, on April 7th and 8th, discover groundbreaking African-American composer Florence Price's exquisite and romantic piano concerto, unearthed in recent years and championed by guest soloist Michelle Kahn. Tickets are on sale now at utahsymphony.org.
Hey, this is Chris with JCW's. Not filling a burger? We've got you covered. Try one of our hot ribeye, turkey, or BLT sandwiches, and you'll understand why we say JCW's, quality and a lot of it.
This portion of our news sponsored by the Utah Symphony. Witness the artistry of the Utah Symphony with a live performance. Go to utahsymphony.org. KSL News Time 12:15. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
a judge in the Lori Vallow Daybell case is taking the death penalty off the table. I'm KSL News Radio's Kate Davis.
Second, BYU has a new president. Current academic vice president C. Shane Reese will replace Kevin J. Worthen. Third, traffic and weather together. Let's get the very latest with Ricky Meese.
A delay-free drive in progress and only one accident to tell you about. It's in the cleanup stages. Southbound I-15, it's on the off-ramp at 1600 North in Orem, blocking a left lane. They're going to be opening up that lane soon, and those backups will clear out. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Mostly cloudy skies for the first half today, then rain showers. I'm Matt Johnson.
45 degrees downtown. Time for KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. The U.S. is moving up the date. It will deliver some much-needed military equipment to Ukraine. An official confirming the 31 Abrams tanks will now be sent by this fall. The Pentagon refurbishing some older units instead of building new ones. Russian President Putin says China's so-called peace plan could be a basis for a peaceful settlement in Ukraine.
It's going to be interesting to what extent Putin can nudge Xi to talk more about Ukraine. What kind of communique is Xi willing to make at the end of this summit? You know, it means so much to Russia to have President Xi shoulder to shoulder at this precise time in history, and really as the conflict, you know, is the backdrop to this whole summit.
ABC's Tom Sufi Burridge in Kyiv. There's no indication Manhattan's district attorney will indict former President Trump today, as Mr. Trump has predicted.
There is a tremendous burden on this DA to look non-biased, to look calm, to look rational, to look as though he's simply following the facts and the law, and to avoid feeding into a narrative of chaos and flailing around, which will hurt the prosecution if there is one, and help Donald Trump.
ABC News legal contributor Jeffrey Robbins. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen told a room full of banking representatives today their system can withstand the recent two failures of regional banks and troubles at a third First Republic. The Fed is expected to consider the strain on banks when it meets today and tomorrow.
Wall Street's sort of split on this. Some think we're going to get a smaller quarter point rise in rates tomorrow as the Fed continues its fight against high inflation. It is still high at 6%. Or will they just leave interest rates alone and give the banking sector an opportunity to sort of stabilize?
ABC's Alexis Christophoros. A strong earthquake rattled the capital of Pakistan, Islamabad, magnitude 7.7. You're listening to ABC News.
And it is time for the KSL In-Depth and a breaking news story that we are following for you. We are hearing from the East Idaho News that the judge in the Lori Vallow Daybell case has taken the death penalty off the table. Daybell is being charged with the murders of her two children, Riley Ryan and J.J. Vallow. Joining me live on the KSL Newsline is KSL legal analyst Greg Skordas. And first of all, Greg, what do you think is happening here? Why is it suddenly off the table?
Well, I think it's a number of things, Maria, not the least of which is just the way that this case has proceeded from the prosecution's perspective. We know that they supplied some information late, including DNA evidence, which caused Chad, her husband, to have his trial postponed. And they just haven't seemed to be as prepared as you would have expected. And I think the judge is probably a little concerned about that and looking at this as trying to be as fair as possible and taking that part of it off the table, just because it's the more fair thing to do given all the circumstances of this case.
So how does it actually change the case and what happens at trial?
Oh, it makes a big difference because Idaho is a lot like Utah in that a death penalty case has two phases, the guilt phase and the penalty phase. In most cases in America, the judge decides the punishment, but in death penalty cases, the jury does. Having that now taken off the table, the jury doesn't have to make that determination, and that will shorten the trial by quite a bit. It will also sort of streamline what the state wants to present because they'll just be focused on the guilt of Lori Vallow and not all the extracurricular things like her, you know, her demeanor and things like that that are relevant in a sentencing part. It'll just be focused on the facts of the crime itself and whether she committed the homicide, not whether she is a bad person or a good person or what kind of sort of life experiences she's had.
Mm-hmm. So you talked about how it's going to shorten the length of the trial, but it also significantly shortens the appeals process, doesn't it?
Oh, yes, and that's a very good point because, as you know, when you have a death penalty case, the appeals are much more extensive. They take much longer. They often go into the federal court system because Idaho's death penalty statute would certainly be challenged constitutionally. Those are all off the table. I'm actually surprised that the state ever thought that this would be a death penalty case given her age and lack of criminal history.
All right. Thank you so much, Greg.
You bet.
Live on the KSL Newsline, that is KSL legal analyst Greg Skordas talking about the fact that today the judge in the Lori Vallow Daybell case has taken the death penalty off of the table. KSL News Time, 12:19, traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines, brought to you by Granite Credit Union. Ricky Meese.
And we are back to a crash-free commute. The accident that we had in Orem on the exit ramp from southbound I-15 at 1600 North has been cleared. All lanes of travel on that ramp are open. And we are also looking at a very good drive on all the valley freeways, including I-15 both directions between Ogden and Provo. Your main secondary's in good shape. Restrictions for Big and Little Cottonwood Canyons, as well as the Alpine Loop. Earn points with the Cypress Credit Union Visa Platinum Rewards Card, plus 10,000 bonus points by spending $1,000 in the first 90 days. Visit cypresscu.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL 7A forecast, 50 degrees today, mostly cloudy skies, showers moving in late. Tomorrow, rain, snow, showers, 47. We'll go for lesser chances of rain, snow, showers on Thursday, 45 the high. Snow showers expected with a high of 41 on Friday. We then dip it off to more than 20 degrees below the normal on Saturday, 38 mostly cloudy skies. We do it again, upper 30s for your Sunday, partly cloudy, back to the mid and upper 40s for your Monday. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
And just a bit of sunshine, 45 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. The 7-day forecast brought to you by Performance Automotive Bountiful. Quick check of the markets. The Dow up more than 100 points, apparently due to an increase in shares, a rise in shares for American Express, JP Morgan Chase. We'll get you a complete update of your money news coming up next.
Miss Siegel Books Soul Sister event all day Saturday, March 25th. The first 100 people at each store will receive a free gift and a free piece of sweet soul jewelry. Come and meet some of your favorite authors, shop incredible deals, and enter for your chance at the grand prize giveaway. An 18-inch marble Krista statue retailing at $249. Plus, you can get up to 30% off brand new sweet soul clothing and dresses for spring. They can't wait to see you Saturday, March 25th. Looking for cute, modest clothes to update your spring wardrobe? Sweet Salt has you covered. Their spring collection is here, and they think you're going to love it. Stop by one of their stores from St. George to Logan, or visit SweetSaltClothing.com. Don't miss out on their sweet deals for sister missionaries. Come in and save 30% on all dresses, skirts, and tops. Visit their new Cottonwood Heights and Saratoga Springs locations. Sweet Salt Clothing always has a sweet deal for you.
Today is the day, the Zero-Res $25 one-day sale. For anyone who calls or schedules online today, Zero-Res will clean your carpets for just $25 per room. They're rolling out the best deal of the season, probably the best deal of the year. $25 per room for no residue cleaning. And you know this part, no residue means your carpets stay cleaner longer, plus no harsh chemicals around the kids and pets. Zero-Res is the best in Utah, probably the best in the country. Schedule your cleaning today. $25 per room, minimums apply, but there are no maximums. 5, 6, 10 rooms, they don't care. $25 each if you get in on this sale. You don't have to clean today, but call and schedule right now to make sure you hold your spot for the sale pricing. The sale ends today. $25 per room for carpet cleaning from Zero-Res Carpet and Air Duct Cleaning. Call 801-288-9376 or schedule online at zerores.com.
Lowe's MVP's bonus days are back for pros. Right now, buy a DeWalt 20-volt max power stack battery 2-pack at $199 and get a select DeWalt bear tool free. Plus, earn 3 times the bonus points on all Metabo HPT tools and products. Shop even more savings and bonus points offers during MVP's bonus days at Lowe's. Bonus points calculated before taxes and fees after applicable discounts, if any, valid 320 through 331. Subject to change. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, discount taken at time of purchase. Visit Lowe's.com/MVP's bonus points for details.
Did you know Shields does golf fittings year-round by our golf experts? Whether you're looking to improve your distance, accuracy, or just wanting a confidence boost, your local Shields has a fitting bay with experts ready to get you custom fit in the latest and greatest products from all the top vendors. Plus, Titleist and Callaway's new lines of 2023 clubs are here. Call your local store or stop in to speak with a golf expert today. Make this season your best by getting your own custom fitting at Shields.
Advanced Window Products, from their factory to your front door and 8 weeks. Affordable windows guaranteed. 801-850-9100 or advancedwindowsusa.com.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLPodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
KSL News Time 1225, a blame game has erupted on Twitter after the latest DC superhero film underperformed at the box office.
Even though DC's latest film, Shazam! Fury of the Gods, took the top spot at the box office this weekend, it grossed only $30 million, which is significantly below expectations and about half of what the first film made its opening weekend. This is one of the worst openings for DC since the COVID-era releases Wonder Woman 1984 and The Suicide Squad. Director David F. Sandberg took to Twitter to defend his movie, pointing out that its 52% Rotten Tomatoes score was the lowest of his career, but its 88% audience score was the highest. While proud of his film, he tweeted, quote, "After 6 years of Shazam, I'm definitely done with superheroes for now.
What am I even contributing?"
Star Rachel Zegler also voiced her frustrations on Twitter, calling the critics senselessly mean and tweeting, quote, "It's just cool to hate on fun nowadays." The dismal box office is a blow to Warner Brothers Discovery's 2023 slate of DC films. The next one on the schedule is The Flash in June. I'm Kevin Carr.
Watching Utah's money, Foot Locker is getting ready to close 400 stores in the next few years. The chain says they're working to trim down underperforming stores and become more relevant to younger shoppers. These stores that are shutting down account for 10% of the chain's total sales. KSL Drives, the last gas-powered muscle car from Dodge, isn't leaving the road without some squeals, thunder, and crazy fast speed. Carmaker says the 2023 Challenger SRT Demon 170 will be the fastest production car ever made. It can go from 0 to 60 in 1.66 seconds. Taco Bell is bringing back fan favorite this summer. The Volcano menu is making a comeback. That includes the Volcano Burrito, Volcano Taco, and the option to add lava sauce on any item. Taco Bell says fans were rallying for the return of the menu online. Now the menu will hit restaurants this June. And taking a look at your money at this moment, the Dow up by 180 points, more than a half percent, sitting at 32,424. S&P 500 up by 34. The NASDAQ also up by more than 1%, up 129 points. New research is shining light on the plight of of killer whales. Findings published in the journal Nature, Ecology, and Evolution say the whales are so inbred that they are dying younger and their population is not recovering. Female killer whales take about 20 years to reach peak fertility, and the females may not be living long enough to ensure the growth of their population.
Okay, Winter Snow. Thank you. You've nailed it this year.
Flooding in some parts of Highland.
Salt Lake County is asking for volunteers to fill sand.
There's a lot of water up in the mountains that has to come down at some point.
Even as days turn more like spring in the valley, snow will keep piling up in the mountains. That could mean trouble. Monitor with us this week as we track spring runoff. Get a reliable KSL forecast with traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Mornings and afternoons on KSL News Radio.
Hi, it's Julie from Logan. March has come in like Tyrannosaurus Rex, and I'm not sure it will ever leave. It might be a really long time till popcorn's popping on the apricot trees, which is all the more reason for a change of scenery. Come chill in Logan for spring break or anytime you need a break. Head to the Cache Valley Fun Park for laser tag, hatchet throwing, bowling, and arcade games. Take your family to Angie's for a kitchen sink, a mountainous banana split on steroids served in an actual sink. See them hand-dipping chocolates at the Bluebird Candy Company. We have so much family fun. Come and see. Spring break is when we're usually talking all about the original baby animal days at the American West Heritage Center. But the babies took one look at all the snow and rain and said, nope. Instead, come and pet all the baby farm animals every Saturday in May and then join us for the huge Baby Animal Days Festival Memorial Day weekend. Can't get enough winter? We're home to Beaver Mountain and Cherry Peak Ski Resorts where tickets are actually affordable. Or rent snowmobiles and stay at Beaver Creek Lodge. More info at explorelogan.com.
Join KSL March 25th for Cougar Sports Saturday at the Provo Burt Brothers Tire and Service, 241 West 5th South, noon to 3. Burt Brothers, your one-stop shop for complete auto care. Let's get a look at your drive. Traffic and weather is sponsored by Granite Credit Union. Here's Ricky Meese.
Quiet roads, and if you are traveling I-15, you are good to go north or southbound between Ogden and Provo. Freeway traffic rolling along. Main secondary is also in good shape, and no accidents to report. If you're headed up to the slopes for Big or Little Cottonwood Canyons, restrictions are in place. Canyon View Medical. From family medicine to urgent care to women's care, sports medicine, and pediatrics, Canyon View Medical provides comprehensive care close to home. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
And a look at the forecast. A high today of 50 degrees, 20% chance of showers. That chance of showers increasing to about 80% tomorrow, and the high tomorrow about 47 degrees. Right now, mostly cloudy skies in downtown Salt Lake City and 45 degrees.
You're listening to Utah's New News with Maria Chaleos on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon. KSL News Time, 1230. KSL's top story this hour. Opening statements have wrapped in the 2016 Gwyneth Paltrow ski crash trial in Park City.
Paltrow looking on as her lawyer claimed that accusations from Terry Sanderson that she caused this crash aren't true.
We believe it to be utter BS.
Paltrow's lawyer cites a Deer Valley Resort employee who rode after the crash.
Male skier took her out from behind.
Sanderson's lawyers say Paltrow was skiing while looking somewhere else.
As she turns her head back down, she screams, then skis back into the back of Terry Sanderson. She rides his back down. They hit the ground hard.
Paltrow is countersuing for a dollar, claiming she suffered losses because of this crash. Later today, we're expecting to hear from an eyewitness. Lindsay Ayres, KSL News Radio.
A new book has been thrown into the ring to be reviewed by Davis School District as to whether it's appropriate to be on the library shelves for children to read. It's the Bible. KSL News Radio's Hugo Ricard-Bell has more.
Senator Todd Weiler didn't have the Bible in mind when he sponsored a controversial bill last year that allows people to challenge materials their children have access to in school libraries.
No, I wasn't expecting that because clearly we were targeting books with pornographic content.
He says even though he questions the motive behind the parents wanting to ban the Bible, any book can be subject to review.
I'll stand by my belief that I think parents should have a say in what material, you know, is available in the school library. I think that's a good policy, even though it may be subject to some abuse.
In most cases, books remain on the shelves until a review is complete, which averages about 60 days in most districts. Hugo Ricard-Bell, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen reassured Americans the U.S. government is resilient and ready to take the appropriate actions to guarantee the health of the banking sector.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen reassured the public the banking system is resilient in her remarks at the American Bankers Association Summit in Washington.
Our resolute commitment to take the necessary steps to ensure that depositors' savings and the banking system remain safe.
Yellen said the public should be confident in U.S. banks following the recent failures of several banks, but admitted federal authorities need to re-examine regulatory and supervising regimes in the banking sector to ensure they're appropriate for the risks banks face today. M. Nguyen, ABC News, Washington.
Mounds of garbage are piling up in Paris during a two-week strike by Paris garbage collectors. The piles are becoming a symbol of protest in response to President Emmanuel Macron's decision to raise the retirement age from 62 to 64. Protesters say more strikes are planned for the coming days. The Department of Public Safety is already on pace to conduct more helicopter rescue missions than they did last year. Luke Bowman, chief pilot for DPS, says that they've already conducted 200 missions, about half of which have been search and rescues.
A little bit of preparation goes a long ways, really. Most of the search and rescue that we do, the people are not prepared for what they're getting themselves into.
Bowman says they did 538 total helicopter missions last year. Mathematically, that's 1.5 per day. This year, they are averaging 2.5. Sundance Mountain Resort says they just broke their all-time snow water equivalent last week. That means if you extracted all the water and the snow up at Sundance, you would be left with 42 inches. The resort also estimates the crews have removed 45,000 tons of snow from the resort's pathways. A big milestone for Brighton, they've officially passed 700 inches of snow. That's the equivalent of stacking 10 cars on top of each other. As part of the celebration later this week, you will actually see a 700-inch banner on the Hyatt Regency Hotel in downtown Salt Lake. And we're not done yet.
The precipitation is going to be widespread over southern Utah during the morning, and then it will spread into northern Utah into the afternoon.
National Weather Service senior meteorologist Monica Traphagen says Utah's snow water equivalent sits at 24.4 inches, less than 2 inches from the all-time record that was set back in 1983. California is getting slammed by heavy rain and snow.
This is the latest brunt of heavy rain and wind and snow up in the mountains to hit both northern and southern California. This one moving through. Again, it is termed an atmospheric river, a stream of water coming in off the Pacific Ocean. It has been weeks nonstop of this. There are more flooding concerns, more worries about snow in the mountains.
ABC's Alex Stone says high wind warnings and advisories are posted for a huge swath of California from the Mexico border to the Bay Area. First look traffic, here's Ricky Meese.
No accidents, no delays on any of the Valley freeways. I-15 looks great with traffic rolling along either direction between Willard Bay and BYU. Now, the main secondary is also in good shape, but we do have restrictions in place for Big and Little Cottonwood Canyons and Third West. It's kind of one of those situations where road work and just busy traffic could slow you down either direction between 9th South and 2100 South. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 1236.
Boyd Matheson helps you to think about the news differently.
The big test for the president is going to be his battle within his own party.
Join an elevated conversation. Inside sources from 1 to 3. Then Jeff Kaplan and his minute of news on the drive home on KSL News Radio.
Winter blues cracking up your teeth? I have a solution for you. Right now at Grandpa's Dental, you can get all on 4 dental implants and a trip to Hawaii. Aloha, I'm Jessica. My grandpa believed that quality dental care should be affordable to all. And I believe that everyone should visit Hawaii at least once in their lifetime. That's why at Grandpa's Dental, we are giving you a trip to paradise when you purchase your all-on-4 dental implants package. Experience affordable quality dental care and a trip to Hawaii only at Grandpa's Dental. Be a part of our Ohana and schedule your appointment at grandpasdental.com. Available for a limited time, servicing Salt Lake and Utah counties. Visit grandpasdental.com.
Say no to dentures and get your all-on-4 dental implant package today and a trip to Hawaii to show them off at Grandpa's Dental. Schedule your appointment today at grandpasdental.com. This package is only available for a limited time. Visit grandpasdental.com. Grandpasdental.com.
Thank you for joining us for Utah's Noon News. Recapping our top local story, actress Gwyneth Paltrow is in Summit County today. That's due to a lawsuit that stems from a 2016 ski accident at Deer Valley. KSL News Time is 12:38. BYU has a new president, Jeffrey R. Holland, the Quorum of the 12 Apostles for the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. He made that announcement during this morning's BYU devotional. Now, the host of Inside Sources, Boyd Matheson, joins me live in the studio. And Boyd, what can you tell us about President C. Shane Reese?
Shane Reese has been part of BYU for a while there. He is a statistics guy by trade, University of Texas A&M. And interesting, he, in terms of his tenure at BYU, he was actually the person tasked with leading the effort around race equity and belonging and really rooting out racism and finding other ways to create that sense of belonging within the university. Mm-hmm. So I think that was an important component to that. He's also very obviously big into the sports side of things, using his statistical analysis in a lot of different ways. In fact, Elder Holland noted, and I think our own Jeff Kaplan would agree, with questioning his sanity in turning down a job with the NFL's Philadelphia Eagles front office to remain at BYU. And so he does have that love and that that passion for sure. But young, energetic, and he will be the 14th president of BYU.
Okay, so can we expect some changes, or what do you expect?
You know, there's always an interesting process when you have that changing of the guard. And at BYU, it's been about 9 years has been the typical tenure, at least over the last several anyway, in terms of looking at an administration. And so I think it will be interesting to see what President Reese does. He will officially begin on May 1st, will be when he begins and is inaugurated as the 14th president. I'm assuming there will be a period where he is going to really absorb. I think he will use his statistics background. He will look at a lot of the factors that are producing results that they like and those that they wish to improve. And so I think you'll see a very pragmatic and a very disciplined approach to continuing the legacy of the university, the uniqueness of the university that was mentioned several times today. And then I think he'll chart a new course in terms of things that will take all of those statistics and things that they've done well, things they need to improve, and create something that will create a better future.
All right, Boyd, thank you.
Thanks, Maria.
And Boyd Matheson will have much more coming up with Inside Sources from 1 to 3. Traffic and Weather Together is brought to you by Granite Credit Union. Let's get an update with Ricky Meese.
Freeway traffic looking good. No accidents, no delays. The same for our main secondaries. We do have restrictions in place for Big and Little Cottonwood Canyons. And you could see some slowdowns due to road work and just busy traffic either direction of 3rd West between 900 and 2100 South. And we want to give this update for Bucks Elder County commuters. This is up there. A crash has closed southbound Highway 38 in Bucks Elder County at Highway 30. Now, this is near Collinston, and it's going to be just east of Riverside. Not a big area of one that we would normally cover, but just heads up, that road is closed to drivers there. Dreamscapes, an immersive experience of digital and physical artworks crafted by over 100 artists, showcased at shops at Southtown in Sandy. Tickets at dreamscapes.art in partnership with Utah Office of Tourism. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Hey, 50 degrees for a high today, mostly cloudy for the first half, and then showers inevitably moving in from the south by evening. Overnight, rain, snow, showers, 36 the low. 47 degrees is all we get tomorrow, with more rain, snow, showers. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
And right now, 45 degrees, bit of sunshine in downtown Salt Lake City. And coming up on Utah's Noon News, Lori Vallow Daybell will not face the death penalty. We will go in depth with an Idaho reporter who was in the courtroom when the judge made that ruling. That's next on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM, 1160 AM, and KSLNewsRadio.com, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Come to Beatty, Nevada to discover the beauty of the desert. Between now and April, the desert comes alive with color during the spring bloom. Beatty, Nevada, day and night. During the day, visit Ghost Towns, award-winning eateries, the largest candy store in Nevada. Hike, bike, or ATV on hundreds of miles of trails. At night, see the stars, planets, and constellations in some of the darkest skies in the country. Beatty, Nevada, the gateway to Death Valley. For more information, visit BeattyNevada.org.
My husband had a gun. Him and his friends would go shooting.
when he stored the gun, he didn't know. In a million years, we never thought that Emily could. There's a hole in our family that can never, ever be filled.
65 Americans a day die by gun suicide. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn more at infamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
Today is the day, the Zero Res $25 one-day sale. For anyone who calls or schedules online today, Zero Res will clean your carpets for just $25 per room. They're rolling out the best deal of the season, probably the best deal of the year. $25 per room for no residue cleaning. And you know this part, no residue means your carpets stay cleaner longer, plus no harsh chemicals around the kids and pets. Zero Res is the best in Utah, probably the best in the country. Schedule your cleaning today. $25 per room, minimums apply, but there are no maximums. 5, 6, 10 rooms, they don't care. $25 each if you get in on this sale. You don't have to clean today, but call and schedule right now to make sure you hold your spot for the sale pricing. The sale ends today. $25 per room for carpet cleaning from Zero Res Carpet and Air Duct Cleaning. Call 801-288-9376 or schedule online at zerores.com.
Don't worry, your plant is in good hands. Okay, Joe, you can do this. Plants just need water plus light, right? You can't mess that up. All right, Internet, let's see what you know. How to nourish a plant. How to rescue plant. Where to buy new plant.
Watching someone's plant is complicated, but watching their gun isn't.
Look, I know you've been feeling off. How about I hold on to your gun for a few days? Or even just change the combination to your safe, just until you're feeling better.
Help prevent suicide. If someone you know is struggling, ask to hold their gun until they're feeling better. Learn more at liveonutah.org.
KSL News Time, 1245. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
search and rescue crews have had a busy start to the year. The Department of Public Safety is already trending well above the number of helicopter rescues they did last year. I'm KSL News Radio's Adam Small.
Second, the Davis School District is being asked to decide if the Bible violates a state law. Third, traffic and weather together, beginning with Ricky Meese.
Valley Freeway traffic in good shape, as well as our main secondaries. Some road work could catch you and slow you down, as well as busy traffic on 3rd West, either north or southbound, between 9th and 2100 South. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
We'll keep it mostly cloudy through the afternoon, then showers moving in from the south. I'm Matt Johnson.
Mostly cloudy, 45 degrees downtown. Time for KSL's top national stories from ABC News.
No school today for the more than 420,000 public school students in Los Angeles. Their teachers are taking part in a three-day picket in solidarity with striking staffers who are demanding a 30% pay raise. President Biden announcing the establishment of two new national monuments, one at the Castner Range in Texas.
It tells the story of the tribal nations who live there and the members of our armed forces who trained in those lands. It's also a place of incredible beauty.
The Pentagon's bumped up the delivery of 31 Abrams tanks to Ukraine. They will now arrive this fall. Still no word if former President Trump will be indicted today, as he has predicted he would be.
They're not directly responding because they don't believe they are weaponizing the justice system. They expect the political attacks. They're certainly not unaware of them, but they are trying, they say, to go about their business and follow the facts and the law. That's the refrain that we always hear from Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg.
ABC's Aaron Katursky. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth. Lori Vallow Daybell will not face the death penalty in her first-degree murder trial. An Idaho district judge made that ruling this morning. Rhett Nelson, a reporter with the East Idaho News, was in the courtroom and joins me now live on the KSL Newsline. And Rhett, describe for us what happened in court this morning.
Yeah, Maria, that's right. During a hearing at the Fremont County Courthouse in St. Anthony's this morning, District Judge Stephen Boyce made a ruling to dismiss the death penalty for Lori. The bulk of the hearing was focused on this decision. Boyce granted the motion to remove it from the case to ensure that the rights of the defendant to a fair trial are protected. At one point, he said the court does not impose this sanction to penalize the state, but to ensure that the constitutional right of the defendant is protected to allow for her reasonable defense to prepare for this trial. So this decision was heavily tied to two other motions from the defense, one of which was to compel prosecutors to turn over all written and recorded statements made by Chad while in custody, and the other was a motion to exclude certain evidence from the trial. So in a hearing last Wednesday, Lori's attorney, John Thomas, said that he'd received about 3,000 phone calls and recordings of five in-custody visits involving Chad. He didn't specify the specifics of those, but noting how quickly the trial's approaching, he obviously is concerned about the ability to sift through it all. Judge Boyce found that it's not necessary to compel any further discovery because the state's already provided that information, which was the only requirement.
Hmm.
He did.
Go ahead. Sorry, Rhett.
Go ahead.
Go ahead with what you're saying.
He did note that the evidence that was there was another that regarding that motion to exclude late disclosed evidence. Procedurally, he did note that it was late. The requirement was to have it in on February 27th at 4:07 p.m. They got it in after that time frame. So procedurally, he noted it was late. However, he repeatedly said there was no misconduct on behalf of the prosecutors. They have been very forthcoming in providing the evidence. But because of that procedural requirement, he noted it was late. He is expected to issue a written ruling on that motion on Wednesday.
What was the reaction from prosecutors?
Well, prosecutors are obviously disappointed in the ruling. In fact, they sent me a statement shortly after the hearing. I'll just read that to you. It says, quote, "While we are disappointed and respectfully disagree with today's decision, we will continue to vigorously pursue justice for Tammy, Tylee, and JJ."
Go ahead. Sorry, Rhett. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to say the case continues. Lori's trial is expected to begin in April. A trial date hasn't been set for Chad's, and the cases were severed from each other last month.
Yeah, so will this have any effect on Chad's case at all then?
No, this ruling on the death penalty applies only to Lori's trial, and then further information will be revealed at a later time on Chad's case.
All right. Rhett, thank you so much for your time today.
Of course. Thank you very much.
Live on the KSL Newsline, that is Rhett Nelson, a reporter with the East Idaho News, giving us the very latest. He was in the courtroom this morning when the judge decided that Lori Vallow Daybell would not have to face the death penalty in her first-degree murder trial. And we will continue to follow this case for you.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.